What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Kelsey, and we're talking with Chuck Moore from the Food Pantry Network of Licking County. Chuck, tell us about some of the exciting new changes with the Food Pantry Network.
Yeah, Kelsey, we have really gone through a huge change here at the Food Pantry Network to really look at being more customer-centric and looking at what's best for the customers, the families that we serve on a day-to-day basis. And it really stems from, are we here to feed people and make sure that we are fighting hunger, or are we really here to fight food insecurity? And food insecurity is a little bit different than just feeding people. And so in the past, if you came in, we would let you come once a month, or we would do 15 visits a year, so you could do once a month with three additional. And really this change that's taking place that started July 1st for us allows families to come in and pick it when they need to come in and get food from us. They're not going to get as much food each visit when they come in, but they can come back on a weekly basis into any of the pantries and get food. And so this really then looks at food insecurity and making sure that folks know when and where they can get food if they need it. And so as we were doing a lot of our research, you know, we looked at a lot of numbers through our network. And, you know, we only serve an average of a family eight times a year. So they don't come as often as people might think they do. They come because they need food from us. This really allows them now to come a little bit more often and get the things that they want. And it's been amazing so far. So when we started doing some of this research, we were over in Columbus, and I watched a lady walk through and take out a gallon of milk, and that's all she walked out with that day. And it really makes you think that's all she really needed for the day. And that's food insecurity. It's what can I get today to make sure I have what I need to feed my family or feed my kids or feed myself. And we've already seen that start to happen over here. I was talking with our volunteers yesterday, and they said, you know, we had a person come through, and all they took was a box of cereal. They didn't take anything else from the pantry. They just came in and got a box of cereal because that's what they needed to get through for the next couple of days or what they were looking for. So the philosophy behind this really comes down to allowing families to come in when they need food, get some food from us, and then come back if they need some more. Big changes. We're really excited about the approach of this. And really this comes back to the hospital approached us about a year ago and said, hey, we want to get into looking at having a food pantry at the hospital to help folks that we're discharging that need food to have some access to food, help and get fresh produce into more people's hands. And so when they approached us, we started to really look deep into this. And this is what's come out of it. It is cutting edge. It is I'm ahead of the curve of what most food banks are doing. But as we do here in Licking County, we always try to do the best to make sure families are being fed.
It sounds like you guys are really paying attention to the needs on a local level. The stories that you're telling, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, it's even hard. You know, I've been doing this for 21 years. And, for 20 years, we've run under this old system. And I'm like, this was great. And even as we started to this process, I'm like, that's not going to work. We're not going to do it. And I'll tell you, the first pantry I went over to Columbus that's actually set up like a market like this, I'm like, hold, I really like this. And then by the time I hit the second one and then the third one, I'm like, yeah. We how quick can we do this? And so we took some time. We took about almost a year to get our volunteers up and walk them through the process so that they knew why we were making the change and what we were looking to do. Really it came down to the hospital approaching us saying, hey, we want to get into this. We want to help fight food insecurity, not just hunger. And then it really just kind of has snowballed from there. And our board jumped on last October and made the commitment that, yeah, we're going to go across the board in Licking County with this new market style, allow families to come in and get food when they need it, just not give them as much every time they come in, but make sure that they can come in when they need food and have food.
And did I hear you guys also recently expanded your hours as well?
At our location, we were doing a produce market just twice a week. We're now open 4 days a week at our location. Then the hospital has now come on. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 11 to 4. And then we've had a few other pantries that have really kind of spread out their wings a little bit, like and have increased some of their hours. So things have really taken off. And so it just gives people access to food, and that's really what we're here for.
You've got The Vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.